Today's Mishnah, Masechet Taharot, is Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. All right, so we've been talking up until now the differences between grapes that you're picking in order to eat and grapes that you're picking in order to make wine. And we said, if you're picking grapes in order to make wine, so then there is a Gezerah, that they are considered to be mukshel kabel tuma as soon as you're botzer them. This was the Mishnah of HaBotzer Lekat, where Beis Hillel in the end accepts that since the norm is that there are always going to be drippings, and when you're botzer Lekat, you use waterproof baskets or avitz, or even if you let the grapes out on the ground, you put them on top of leaves, and that way any kind of dripping you're able to recover. So since that's the case, even though these grapes are completely dry, they're considered to be mukshel kabel tuma. On the other hand, if you're picking the grapes in order to eat them, and therefore they're being picked inside of open basket weave baskets, so that any kind of dripping from the grape is going to go straight through and fall out on the ground and just be lost to you over there. Or, for that matter, if you put them down on the ground and not on top of some type of waterproof coating, so then we assume that you certainly don't want to lose all of that, and therefore they're not considered to be mukshel kabel tuma. Why? Because the mashke is not ki yitain. It's only ki yutan without the dumyala ki yitain. And you remember the beautiful drasha that it writes ki yitain, although it's pronounced ki yutan, it means that there needs to be an element of rotzain. That's the most fundamental din of mashke. But remember, don't make the mistake of thinking that that means that the grape is not mukshel kabel tuma by this mashke. That's not what it means. It means this is not a mashke, is what it means. In other words, the mashke itself is not going to be mekabel tuma, even though mashke doesn't need to be mukshel, obviously. But the point is, we only consider something to be a mashke, whether it's in terms of being mukshel or something else, or it's in terms of itself being able to be mekabel tuma, if it is ki yutan, dumya l'chiyite. All right, so keeping that in consideration, so let's take a case where somebody is eating grapes, and these are grapes that he takes out of a basket weave, sa'ochem en ha'salim, or he picks a grape off of the ground that had been spread out in order to dry, and that means, by definition, as we said, that we're talking about eating grapes, because otherwise he wouldn't have put it in a way that where it's going to be dripping and losing water, or losing, you know, its grape shoots. So because of that, this is not included in the Gezerah of HaBotzer Lekat, and therefore what you have over here is a grape that is not mukshel kabel tuma. Now, he is standing. This is a guy, he's working on a wine press, right? And he likes munching on the eating grapes, and the drier grapes they set aside for people to munch on. So he's standing over the gut, and he bites into this grape, you know, and the juice of the grape, it drips onto the gut. So nonetheless, the gut is tahor, because that mashke is not able to be mitameh. And even though there's a gezerah, remember, on mashkin, that mashkin could be mitameh kalim, and therefore said it can be mitameh the gut. But since over here, he's interested in munching, he therefore has no interest in the grape juice that would come out. And so it's not considered to be a mashke. And even if he's tame and he touches those grapes, the juice is not going to become tame because it's not grape juice. It doesn't have a din of grape juice. And therefore, even though if it did have a din of grape juice, tame grape juice would be mekabel tuma even b'mashehu, and mashkin tameim are mitame kalim even b'mashehu. But in this case, there are no mashkin. What you're calling grape juice, the term is not calling grape juice, because the person did not want it to be dripping there. Now, what about if he had yadayim tumeos? We'll talk about what level of tumor we're talking about here in a moment. But we're assuming the same case that we had in the mishnah that we, the last mishnah that we learned. So he takes some grapes, and he takes them out of an avat. So that's waterproof. or min ha-mashgiach shel alim, or he takes them off of a nice protective cover of leaves where you can recover any of the dripping, you know, pick up the whole thing and let it drip into back into the vat. And he takes some of those, so he's taking them to eat, but they were niftsar lagat. And in that case, a grape falls out of his hands. Nafal mimeno gargir yechidin. One grape, a small grape. Now, obviously, that grape is not going to be the shear of a kibetza. So one grape falls out of his hands. So now the question is like this. If there's any kind of juice on it, so then mashkin can be metame in that case, even b'mashu, because they were nivtzer legat. And we said that a botzer legat is definitely considered to be mushel kabel tuma. And since his hands were able to be metame that mashkin, if even a drop of it falls into the gat, it will be metame the gat. So the question is there any mashkin? Now, that depends. Remember that grapes have a natural plug. What's that plug? It's the membrane that when you pull the grape off of the branch, so that you leaves a hole. Whereas that hole was completely plugged up, and you can actually see the membrane and the piece that's pulled off that's left behind on the branch. So we call that the plug. It has a chotam. So if yesh lo chotam, so if that grape that fell in still has the chotam attached, so basically it is sealed, and therefore there was nothing that made it wet, even though we said it was mukshar lekabel tuma, but obviously the fact that something is mukshar, if it's currently dry, is not going to be able to be metame with mashkin that fall onto the gut, because there is no mashka, there's only a grape, which is mukshar, but where's the liquid that's going to be metame the gut? So, it's all very nice to have a tummy grape, but a tummy grape cannot be metame ever a gat. And even to be metame something like mashkin or eichlin, I mean, it can be metame them, but only if it's not a single grape. A single grape doesn't have a kibetza, and therefore it's not able to be metame. So therefore, in this case, it's not a problem. It would be tahor. So even though the grape itself is tummy, it doesn't make the gut tummy or anything in the gut tummy. So what if it doesn't have a chotam? So im ein lo chotam, the problem happens where it's been pulled off of the branch and the plug is left behind. Now, in that case, if there's no plug on it, there's no chotam on it, so then that means that there was a little bit of grape juice that was leaking out. So in that case, since this was one of the grapes that was niftzar legat originally, so we consider that mashke to be wine. And therefore, it's one of the shiva mashkin. And even though this guy couldn't care less because he's biting into it, and he's not interested in turning it into wine. Obviously, he wants to eat it. That doesn't matter because it was already niftzar legat. So because of that, whatever juice comes out is going to be makabel tuma from the person's hands. Now, again, this involves us in the same issue that we spoke about in the previous Mishnayos, because normally, remember, the din is that yadayim tameis are only considered to be a sheni. And since we're talking about chulin, it's not able to be matame. So we said over there, the Rambam brings this Mishnah, but he adds that the person was an Adam Tame, not a person whose Yadayim were Tame. Okay, others learn that it's going according to the Shita, that Mashkin for Truma are considered to be a Sheni, but for Chulin are considered to be a Rishon, even though we don't Paskin that way. But in any event, however we'll learn, we're talking about that the person had Yadayim Tameot that were able to be Metame the juice, which is essentially wine, grape juice, and that little tiny bit of juice will actually be metame the entire contents and the actual kli, if it's a kli, of what the grapes are flowing into. Now, suppose a whole bunch of grapes that are still attached to each other, meaning they're on a cluster, and naflu mimenu anavim, and now they may well have a shear of a cabeza. If you put all of those grapes together, then you may end up with a cabeza. And now you went ahead and you step on them, udracha, but you step on them in a place where there's nothing else there. It's just dry floor. There were no other grapes there, and there was no wine that had been there from before. So it just fell onto it, and now you step on it. So now it depends. How big were all of these grapes put together? What was the shear? Even though each individual grape obviously can't be the shear of a kibetza, but when grapes are attached to the eshkol, so if you have an eshkol anavim, you measure the shear of the eichlin of based on the entire eshkol. So if the eshkol had exactly the shear of a kibetza, so then, again, these are obviously considerations of issues in the abstract. There's no way that something could have exactly a kibetza and that we would know about. And therefore, if the first drop that comes out of it is the mashke, but then it no longer has a kibetza because it was utilizing the precise kibetza. Okay, so this is like an atomic scale, you know, where the Mishnah is just saying, theoretically, if you had a case where it was precisely one kibetza, so then the instant that the one trillionth of a gram of wine comes out, it no longer has a kibetza, right? So in that case, it wouldn't make any difference. It would still be tahar. Because what happened is the grapes can't be metame because they can't be metame a kli. And the point is you'll say, but now there's mashkin because wine is coming out of the grapes. So the grape would make the mashkin tmeim, right? But in this case, they cannot because Oakland can only be metame if they have a kibetza. And this has a kibetza minus a millionth of a gram. And therefore, I shouldn't really say grams because it's not measured in terms of, it's a volume measure, but okay. So in that case, there is no problem because as soon as the first drop comes out, the eshkol anovim is smaller than a kibetza. And since something smaller than a kibetza cannot be metame, it doesn't make the mashkim tameim so that there's nothing to be metame, the actual kli of the press. Okay, but if it had even slightly more than the shear of a kibetza, then everything becomes tummy, and even the gut becomes tummy. Why? Because the moment that the first tipa comes out, shekivan sheyatza hatipa rishona, now the kibetza of eichlin that were tameim, because remember they were niftzar legat, and therefore they were mosher lekabel tuma, now there's actually wine there. And that wine is metame even b'mashu. And it can be metame kelim because of the gezeira derabbanan. Wow. Okay. Now moving on to other issues that would have to do with the problem of an ama aretz who would be working on your gut. So let's say you've got this ama aretz and he's standing next to the edge of the bor where the mayim goes down, where the yayin goes into. So Mishaya Omed, and he's talking, Asfat HaBor. Now the problem is that as he speaks, he spits a little bit. V'nitza tzinora mipi. Tzinora means a little bit of saliva that he spits as he's talking. We don't know whether that spit was Higia LeBor or Safik Lo Higia. He was standing at the edge. Now, we did see some were standing on the side, and we noticed that as he speaks, there's a little spray of saliva as he speaks. And now the question is, did it fall into the wine, or maybe it never got to the wine? Maybe it just stayed on the edge where he was standing. So in this case, the halacha is that the suffix is tahor, interestingly enough. Why would the suffix be tahar? Because in this case, you would say that this is the way the Gra understands it. Normally, you would say that this is a classic case of a Safek Duma Bershut HaYachid, So if he's standing there alone and there's not people that are there that are currently working, so then it would be l'chora safek tumer b'shut hayachid. The way that the Gra understands the issue over here is that, remember, we had back in the fourth parak the halacha that tuma has to have a place. But tuma that was flying through the air, remember all those mishnayos that we had, tuma that is flying through the air is considered to be tuma nizreket. Tuma nizreket is tuma that ain lo makom. It doesn't have its own place. If it doesn't have its own place, then we don't apply the din of safek tumer b'rishus harabim, but safek tumer b'rishus hayachid. And in this case, it just remains that we had a cheskas taira before, and therefore we maintain that cheskas taira, and we cannot be metameim based on safek tumer b'rishus hayachid, and because of that, it's considered to be tahar. Now, there's other issues that others learn over here, and because of that, they make the nafkamina of a bor of yayin or a bor of shemen. And if the issue is that there's a difference, then it would be because even if the saliva lands, let's say it's not like a 90-degree bor, there's a little bit of an area where the wine flows in from the side, and it's at an angle. So if it was a bor of oil, which is very slippery, so then even if the tzinora of saliva landed on the edge, it would fall down because of the fact that the viscosity of the oil would drag the saliva into the bor. Mashenking, if it's wine, then you wouldn't have to consider that. Okay, but that's basically looking at it purely from the point of view of the physics of it, as opposed to the halacha of tuma nizreket, the way the Gra reads.